Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Remember when WGN Radio used to play that at the beginning of all Cubs games? Mm-hmm. let's find out from Dean Richards if it's a beautiful day for a ball game. He's at Wrigley Field. Good morning, Dean. Sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Raining?
It just started really coming down.
Uh-oh.
I would not exactly call it a beautiful day for a ball game right at the moment. Hopefully it'll pass through. I have a feeling it's not going to, but... you know what? You don't come to opening day thinking it's going to be a nice day. There's always a blizzard. There's always a monsoon. You know, it's part of the home opener day charm to sit through whatever the elements are giving you for that day.
Well, we'll let you get back to putting the tarp on your hot dogs and other food. But first, let's talk about what's happening in the entertainment world and what's new with Will Smith.
Yeah, they decided to... Wow, it is just coming down like crazy out here right now. they decided to move up the date for the meeting to decide the repercussions, if any, for Will Smith. Originally, the Motion Picture Academy was going to meet on April 18th to decide what was going to go on. They decided that it made more sense to do it in a timely fashion, so they've moved it up to tomorrow. So we may find out a little bit more about the story that everybody's sick of tomorrow. We may have more details on that.
And now we've heard a lot about the Foo Fighters, and of course they canceled their tour. I saw that Nine Inch Nails was at least doing the show in Boston. Are they replacing them around the country?
It seems like that's what's going to happen. Right now they have the show in Florida that they're going to do in place of Foo Fighters. Are going to do a show in Boston in place of Foo Fighters for the month of May, at least. It looks like they're going to take over their shows, and what is going to happen beyond that hasn't really been decided yet, whether the Foo Fighters are going to come back at some point this summer or whether or not, you know, replacement shows are going to be the case of the day for places, arenas, really, where the Foo Fighters were supposed to perform. They were not scheduled to be in the Chicago area at all, so it doesn't really affect us, but just, you know, is part of this horrible story of drummer Taylor Hawkins, who died in Bogota, Colombia, was found with 10 different drugs in his system. So I think after a certain amount of time, the guys are going to come back and want to get back on the road to honor Taylor Hawkins, especially.
Chicago's Bob Odenkirk has got a good deal, it sounds like, with AMC. What's next? Do we know?
Yeah, he did Breaking Bad with them, and now his own award-winning series, Better Call Saul, which will be the final season of Better Call Saul, by the way, will begin on April the 18th on AMC. But they just announced that our Naperville's very own Bob Odenkirk is going to be doing another series for AMC, in which he will play an English teacher at an underfunded high school. So, you know, how he works his maniacal magic into that will be very interesting. They're only in the very early planning stages of that, so we probably won't see anything on the air with that, at least until next year.
Where are you exactly? Are you by Murphy's? Is that where you are?
Right in front of Murphy's. Right in front of Murphy's, right at, you know, at the bleacher entrance at Sheffield and Waveland. Our friends from Vienna Beef Hot Dogs are out here. They're providing the hot dogs. And we've got a little tailgating grill. Weber has these great little grills called the Traveler. I literally folded this thing up like you would a vacuum cleaner, sort of, and put it in the back of my SUV and brought it here so I could heat up some of the toppings. I'm doing... everything but traditional Chicago-style toppings today. You all know how to do that, but I just did a Greek-style hot dog with tzatziki sauce and feta cheese and Greek olives and cucumbers. I did a Korean-style hot dog with kimchi and spicy mayonnaise. I did one with pulled pork and crushed Doritos That seems to be the favorite so far. The pulled pork and crushed Dorito seems to be the fan favorite out here today. And we've got some more, you know, crazy specialty toppings that we're going to do all the way up until 10 o'clock. And we'll put all the recipes up at WGNTV.com/Dean Cooks if you want to take a look at some of the recipes and try some of them yourself at home.
Careful, because some of those traditionalists, the fans may be a little bit picky about some of your fancy hot dogs. They could toss them back. They could toss them back like the bleacher bums that throw the balls back, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. I will say this. You will not find a bottle of ketchup anywhere on my table. I don't have any ketchup here at all, and I fully acknowledge that the traditional style hot dog is the greatest. But if you want to try something a little bit different, we've got a few alternatives. And I'm trying to, not make them too fancy. But, when you're putting crushed Doritos on a hot dog, that's not exactly five-star cooking, you know.
And are you supposed to be on the WGN-TV Morning News again, or have they canceled due to inclement weather your segment? Is the tarp over your head now?
We're not running old rain delay films like Jack Prickhouse used to do. No, we're pushing on. Actually, in the time that we have been speaking here, Bob, the rain has stopped.
All right.
So, right now, it is, as the song goes, it is a beautiful day for a ball game again.
Listen to this, Dean. Hang on, because I believe Jack Brickhouse has an updated weather forecast for you.
The wind is not a big factor. It's out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour.
Yeah, that seems about right.
All right. Have fun. Now, I'm going out there later, but you'll be long gone, right?
I will be long gone by then. I will say bring a coat. Bring a warm coat and some rain gear, because from what we're hearing from all the meteorologists, it's going to be an on and off kind of day. But, you know, you can't beat fun on opening day out here at the ballpark.
Dean Richards, and we talked sports with the mayor earlier, so Dean was good enough to delay his broadcast with us. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at the regular time again, Dean.
All right. See you then, Bob. Have fun today.
Okay, you too. It's 9:18.
Out of the southeast at 7? So it's blowing towards left field.
Is Jack, can he repeat that weather forecast for us, that wind forecast?
The wind is not a big factor. It's out of the southeast at 7 miles an hour.
Well, only at 7.
Dean Richards is sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design.